listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I'd like to consider two important questions. You'll see what I mean when I read to you the text we're going to look at today, Acts chapter 9, verses 5 and 6, where we read, "And he said, 'Who are you, Lord?' Then the Lord said, 'I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. It's hard for you to kick against the goads.' So he, trembling and astonished, said, 'Lord, what do you want me to do?' Then the Lord said to him, 'Arise and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do.'" When Saul the persecutor heard a voice from heaven, he asked who it was speaking. The answer from heaven was clear: "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting." Those words came with a flood of meaning to Saul. In that instant, he knew that Jesus was in fact alive, risen from the dead, because a dead man doesn't speak from heaven. Saul also knew that when he persecuted the followers of Jesus, he actually persecuted Jesus, this same Jesus who spoke to him from heaven. Most everyone has questions that they'd like to ask God. Several years ago, a survey asked people to choose three questions they would most like to ask God. The top five responses were these: will there ever be lasting world peace? How can I be a better person? What does the future hold for my family and me? Will there ever be a cure for all diseases? Why is there suffering in the world? It's strange that people would want to ask God these questions when, at least in some way, they're already answered for us in the Bible. But they really aren't the most important questions for us to ask. Saul asked two right questions, questions that I believe each one of us should ask. The first question was this: who are you, Lord? We must ask this question with a humble heart and ask it to God. Jesus showed us exactly who God is, and he can answer this question. Paul spent the rest of his life wanting to know more completely the answer to this question. You can ask that question every day. Lord, I want to know you more. Show me who you are as revealed in Jesus, as explained in the Word. That's a very important question. Who are you, Lord? Here's the second question: what do you want me to do? Now, that's a question that comes from a surrendered heart. Not enough people dare to really ask God this question, but when we ask it, we must ask it with submission and what I would call a determined obedience. When Saul asked this question, Jesus only told him what to do right at that moment. He told him the next thing to do. Now, this is often the character of God's direction for our lives. He directs us one step at a time, instead of laying out at once all the details of his grand plan. I want you to notice also that Saul's question was personal. He asked the question with a "me" in it. Lord, what do you want me to do? We often are quite interested in what God wants other people to do. But the surrendered heart asks this: Lord, what do you want me to do? So here's my question for you. Can you personally ask God these two important questions? Lord, who are you? And what do you want me to do? Those are two great questions to ask God with all submission and sincerity of heart, and to ask him today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.